What do you want? Schroeder said. He spoke of the world weariness of a fugitive who had been run to ground. I want you to shut up and do what I say. They tell me you're an ex-soldier, so you know how to follow orders. I was a soldier a long time ago. Now I'm just an old man. He lowered his head, hunching his shoulders to project an attitude of submission, and injected a tremor into his deep voice. We know a lot more about you than you think, said the man with a gun. We know what you eat, where you sleep. We know where you and your mutt live. They had been in his house.
Where the mutt used to live, said the other man.
He stared at the man. You killed my dog? Shotzi? Why?
Your little wiener wouldn't stop yapping. We gave him a pill to shut him up.
A coldness seemed to flow into his body. Schroeder's grip tightened on the pole handles.
I'll do whatever you say, he said. Maybe we can work this out.
Sure, the man said with the flicker of a smile. First, I want you to ski slowly to the base of the mountain. Follow my dog-loving friend. He's got a gun, too. I'll be right behind you. At the end of the run, take your skis off, stick them in the rack, and walk to the east parking lot.
May I ask where you're taking me?
We're not taking you anywhere. We're delivering you.
With the downhill man in the lead and Schroeder in the middle, they skied the trail single file at a moderate speed. Schroeder sized up the man ahead as an aggressive skier whose muscle partly made up for his lack of technical skill. He glanced back at the other man and guessed from his free-form technique that he was the less accomplished skier. Still, they were young and strong, and they were armed. A snowboarder flew by and disappeared down the trail. Gambling that his escort would reflexively glance at the moving object, Schroeder made his move. He made a wide turn, but instead of traversing, he spun his body around 180 degrees so that he was facing uphill. His escort didn't see the maneuver until it was too late. He tried to stop. Schroeder jammed his downhill ski into the snow. He grasped his right ski pole with both hands, letting the other pole hang by its strap, and drove the steel tip into the small, fleshy part of the man's neck above the turtleneck. The man was still moving when the tip punched a ragged hole in his throat below the Adam's apple. He let out a wet gurgle. His legs went out from under him, and he crashed to the snow where he writhed in terrible agony. Schroeder sidestepped the flailing body like a matador evading a stricken bull. The lead man glanced over his shoulder. Schroeder yanked back his improvised spear. He dug his poles in and swooped down the trail. Schroeder slashed with his ski pole at the man's exposed face like a Cossack on a rampage. The blow went high and smashed the man's goggles. He lost his balance, skiing first on one ski, then the other. The gun flew out of his hand. Weaving drunkenly, arms flailing, he pitched over the edge of the trail where it dropped down steeply for about 20 feet into the woods. He ended up upside down in the snow depression around the trunk of a large fir tree, far removed from other skiers. His skis were tangled in the lower branches. He struggled to get out of his bindings, but they were out of reach. He hung there helplessly. His breathing was labored. Schroeder sidestepped his way down the slope. He picked the Uzi out of the snow where the man had dropped the weapon and held it loosely in one hand.
What were you going to do with me?
We were going to deliver you to people at the bottom of the mountain. There was supposed to be a car waiting.
You've been watching me for days. You know more than you're saying. Tell me what they said, he said soothingly.
I give you my word. I won't kill you.
See?
He flung the Uzi into the woods. A suspicious expression came to the man's face, but he decided to take his chances.
There was something about a girl's picture we found in your house. They think you know where she is.
Why do they want her?
I don't know.
Schroeder backed off and began to herringbone up the slope.
You can't leave me here,
the man shouted with panic in his voice.
Schroeder stopped. I only said I wouldn't kill you. I never said I would pull you out. Don't worry. I'm sure they'll find you when the snow melts.
The temperature would drop down to zero that night.
The human body's vital organs were not meant to function upside down, and the man would probably die soon from suffocation. Schroeder skied to the base of the mountain to a spot that offered a view of the parking lot. He picked out the black Yukon SUV with the tinted windows. Three men stood beside it, looking up the mountain. He wondered who they were, but decided it didn't matter, for now.